Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Georgia Tech counted Carolina's off week by playing Duke. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Would you be at all surprised if Georgia Tech's Paul Johnson, who coaches the misleading triple option offense, was playing mind games with UNC and the Yellow Jackets' laugher over Duke last Saturday? Much has been made of the Tar Heels having an off week before going to Atlanta, so Johnson may have been trying to give Larry Fedora and the staff more to think about. The Jackets broke out to an early lead in Durham and ho-hummed their way to a 38-14 victory. Besides proving that once again Duke isn't going to beat anybody it's not supposed to beat, Tech might have been toying with the Tar Heels in the second half by breaking out a diamond offense with four backs in the backfield, sort of a new-age version of the old four horsemen. Chances are Carolina won't see that at Bobby Dodd Field this Saturday, but chances are Fedora isn't taking any chances, so his defensive staff may be back at the drawing board to deal with the what-ifs Johnson presented by not only unveiling a new formation, but also throwing the ball all over Wallace Wade Stadium. Everyone knows that Georgia Tech doesn't pass, right? Well, if you believe the numbers, you're wrong. One of 34 undefeated major college teams left, Georgia Tech is ranked number one in the country in third down conversion percentage, fewest fumbles lost, and fewest sacks allowed. The Jackets are second in yards passed per completion, third in scoring offense, and fourth in passing efficiency behind quarterback and former Durham Hillside star Vad Lee, who accounted for 5 touchdowns in his homecoming game. And remember, Carolina hasn't won in Atlanta since 1997, losing 13 of the last 15 meetings. So what is Fedora to think? Well, he thinks his team has a chance, but frankly, it looks like the same old defense for UNC and a brand new offense for Georgia Tech. Of course, the 68 points the Jackets scored last season in Keenan Stadium were helped by recovering 2 red zone fumbles, completing a long bomb for a touchdown, and taking a kick back to the house. Scratch those plays and the Tar Heels win 50-40, right? Well, maybe. One thing's for sure, Johnson has given Fedora even more to worry about than the triple option offense. This is Archansky. See ya.